Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello and welcome all of you new listeners. Hang on today because it's Friday and it's Psychics Gone Wild. We're going to have some fun. You know this day is the wildest day and we're waiting here right now. We're going to get on with our phenomenal friend and ally, Patty Negri. The computer's always going a little wilder and the busier it gets, the more we know it is. Patty, can you hear me here? Okay, we're having a little bit more technicals, and that's what happens as we go through the energy. It is Friday, and we're working. You'll be able to hear Patty here in just a few minutes. It always does this. We love with all of you fans that are calling in. This is Jethro
Smith. There we are.
Patty's here. I got to see it light up now, and those of you too did. We
are busier.
This is Psychics Gone Wild Friday. Patty Negri, how are you doing, Patty?
I am excellent. It's like, okay, the show's on. I hear the music. We got the chat room. Only thing missing is me.
It's ringing here, but I did it for 8 minutes, and then it told me you weren't home. And I said, well, I bet she is.
Sitting right here, chat room in. I just pictured you sliding in, doing that old, like, you know, where you're, that the old Tom Cruise move into the thing. On it, go.
I love it. This is the month of unusual, and we're doing a lot of work on tonight. The topic we spun the wheel is on the tools that we use, and we've got a lot of questions for Patty on crystal balls, and a lot of questions of Patty, do you use divining rods? And Patty, this is right up your alley because of October and the usual and the unusual. Would you say that doing the mediumship work, Patty, as an individual who's done this since the age of 8, those of you tuned in, and I was internouncing, well, this phone's decided to let us have us all talk. And they said that one of the questions we've had for many times of different people asking Patty about is the mediumship. And we've got a little bit of a twist here tonight. They're asking, Patty, would you suggest this for individuals who are having problems? Let's say you're in a grieving situation and nobody else has got the answer. There's a new statistics. We have new data here where we're having doctors argue that those psychics and mediums that are talking to people and doing this, and they're worried that if the person's not grieving, they're staying over there. I feel that this is the best answer is to go to a medium. Patty, tell us some of the individuals tonight have tuned in. We've got quite a few friends here from the Widows group and some others. What would you do to help that person, Patty, if they wanted to talk to that person on the other side that only they could answer the questions they have?
Oh, I think it's a wonderful thing. I mean, it really is something to give comfort, give closure, give information. You know, even just a one-on-one mediumship session with somebody. I mean, of course, we could do it in a seance setting, or you can, and that gets very kind of romantic, actually. I've never seen it as scary. But just in mediumship, you know, spirits really do want to connect, and most of the time they're going to let you know what's going on. They're going to give you something to confirm that you know, okay, only you would know Uncle John wore, you know, a purple bandana sticking out of his left ear. You know, they'll give you something like that, and then they'll just give you some information that usually shows that, hey, I'm okay. I am here. I am watching over you, but what did you do with my blank, 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 blank? You were supposed to keep that. I definitely think you still have your grieving process, but I believe, and in most belief systems, your grieving process should stop by 40 days. That is really when the spirit crosses over. That first 40 days is when they're transitioning and they're going through whatever process, that next process, which we're not completely privy to, no matter how much sight we have. And it's time for us to really grieve. And at that 40 days, let them go. They're crossing over. Let them go on to their next place, and then you go on with your life. You could still have a relationship with them. Again, whether you're a medium or not, you could talk to them in dream time, have them as one of your guides, have really talk to them. But stop the grieving. Allow it to move on to something new.
Very excellent. And we've got a lot of individuals agreeing with that. They're like, Patty's the best. We're tuning in tonight. Those of you that have gotten into the show, we had a little bit of a technical, which now we've gotten used to. And I want to tease all of you, those of you who tuned in, and remember 6 months ago when we were prophesizing about doing other work, tonight I can announce it out here. And I wanted to do it because you guys made it happen. You fans and you listeners have been putting in extra things. Blue Moon Treasures, we love you. Lady Larango in New York City, the sponsors who've made it happen. We will be going to Encrypt Radio, and we will also be going to iHeart Radio. So Psychics Gone Wild will be listening in both areas, and we will be putting up the shows. We're right now in the process, and I say me getting a hold of our hosts and everybody together. What favorite shows do you guys want? Write to me at psychesgonewild.com and put in which shows you like. We're playing tonight for big prizes, and one of the questions they've got, we're starting out the Christmas party. For those of you who like to go to www.psychesgonewild.com and put in, if you have stamps, you can trade those stamps in for chances and trivia. One of the big questions, one of the prizes you want to win is, which psychic reader, which intuitive host is born on a very magical and time, the number 13? And this person is very intriguing. And what is the person's name of the host? Patty, would you tell them tonight who that person is so that they can put that in their book for playing trivia?
Okay, if you are listening, it is me.
Patty Negri, yes. And it's
October 13th. Yes, it's October 13th, and it's coming up any day now or any month. It's great. It's, you know, right is my favorite time of year as a veil thins, it's into fall. So, yes, so you all have the answer to that one. I hope you win.
Yeah, but in the end, and it's going to be fun. We've got a lot of individuals. Carlene Heller, you were put in for the $500 prize. You were nominated by two other individuals, and also you have gotten that in the mail. I've got down Stephanie Bricetta. These are all Psychics Gone Wild fans. Jan fan, Catherine Stewart, you also are put in for those prizes. As you guys are putting in at www.psychesgonewild.com, remember to put down which shows, which hosts you like. We do read it over the air. And I want to thank you, Bridget, for letting me know you've won. I've been saying that we've had a lot of prizes. This month, we do Blue Moon Treasures is sponsoring some gifts with those of you, and we'll be giving away a prize tonight. But you won't receive it till the end of the month due to other situations. And those of you know that I'm up in Arlington, Virginia. I've got to tease you guys. iHeartRadio is like 8 blocks from my house in Tampa, and we're on there. Now I found out today that 2 blocks from me and Kay's house here is PBS. So we're working on it, you guys. Just keep going. We're gonna make ourselves more with whatever studios we got to go to get out there to you guys that love Psychics Gone Wild. Going to the questions here, we got a couple more emails. Those of you calling in, 773-897-6461. Remember to put in with the energy of the fact that we do go through, we will have some questions. I've got a lot of you guys emailing me about the unusual, Jethro. It's a wild topic for Psychics Gone Wild to have. You guys are unusual, but in a good way. I think you're exquisite. How's that word? The Psychics Gone Wild get more exquisite. It's a very nice thing. We love you, Denise, for writing that in, and we'll take that into credence. And this is something that I know a lot of you guys have asked about, and this is something that today I'm going to ask Patty. Patty, in the picture that we've got on Psychics Gone Wild today on Facebook is a beautiful picture of Patty with a crystal ball. Patty, would you explain to everyone how you utilize those and if crystal balls are actually accurate, or is it true that they've become outdated?
Oh, no. Crystal balls are fabulous. They're a form of scrying. What they are is a tool. There's 2 kinds of crystal balls. There's the glass or lead crystal kind, which those are the kind that are, that's like, that really is just a doorway. What that is a doorway to spirit and for your vision, for you to be able to see into the future or into beyond the veil into other places. Also, there's quartz crystals, which they have an entity or a spirit of their own that you work with. So both are really good, and both actually have somewhat different purposes and ways of working with them, because one is an open vessel. It's like a glass-bottom boat going through spirit. That's a glass crystal ball. And the quartz crystal ball, you are now working with the entity, the mineral spirit that's within them. So I don't think they will ever go out of style. Yes, you could have all sorts of fancy things, but they are just a tool, just like scrying in a mirror or scrying in a black mirror or scrying in a pool of water the way they used to do it before crystal balls, you know, watching rain gather on your windowsill. They're all forms of scrying, and it's part really to help you be able to get beyond your reasoning, rational brain to go in through spirit where everything is possible.
I love that so much, and I agree, Patty, and I do see both sides of this, and I honestly, as what we would say, you guys who are talking New Age and are discussing that, we've got Mark and Anthony and a couple other individuals from the Individual Society of New Age in Connecticut writing and saying, Jethro, we understand this, but what is it with the crystal ball? Patty, I do think that wouldn't you say, I remember from me, when I saw the individual who worked with it, it does take a lot more work. You have to be a very positive, strong individual to have it, because those who don't, the crystal ball doesn't just cloud up for everyone and work. I got to tell you, if you guys look there, look at Patty on the picture. Those of you who are new to this and are learning to learn to look without looking, remember I've been teaching some of you students, that means you look at it, you kind of look at Patty, just take the picture, you'll see Patty's aura and the crystal ball. That tool is Patty's tool. There's the difference. The New Age has gotten to where we grab a hold of something and it does it. You have to make it. I know that my teacher used to take the crystal ball and she would take it. It had to be in the moon cycle for a while. It had to be in the sun. There's something about it. Sometimes it has to be blocked from it. And I know that those of you who are tuning in tonight, we're talking about unusual objects, because this is Psyche's Gone Wilder Than Wild month, where we're talking about those unique things that other people won't go. A little more of the paranormal. Patty, have you ever used mirror magic, and do you say it is good or bad? What would you consider mirror magic?
Yes, I use mirror magic a lot. That's actually one of the scrying techniques I just mirrored with a black mirror or concave mirror, or you could do it with silver, or you could do it with copper. And also in the way I do mirror magic, yes, they are a portal. So I don't know if you mean like working, you know, energy through, because you could use it with spirit and everything. But mirror magic in itself is also for scrying and pulling the energy through. A mirror in itself is literally a portal. It goes from our third to three-dimensional world into a two-dimensional world. Look in a mirror. It's a two-dimensional world. So it's a doorway. So it's a doorway for spirit. So I use it very similar in a lot of ways as a crystal ball. And it does take practice. You are right on, Jethro. I know you because you work with them. You teach this. You know this stuff. But the best way I found to start practicing is do that glaze over eyes that you're saying. Have a candle. Have a candle off to the side where you're seeing off the flicker into the light. And then you let your eyes go away. And, you know, it takes a little bit of patience and it takes a little practice. But all that little bit of patience and practice will help you with your gift. It will help you in your meditation time. It will help you in your magical workings. It's not for naught, those minutes you spend there practicing. That's where you're strengthening your spirit.
I love that. And those of you tuning in, we have been talking about it. We're doing this subject here. I've got a lot of you guys writing. You got to realize you got to keep up with the program. I keep saying that every 4 minutes because someone types to me, don't type to the host. No, I'm just kidding. Type the host, type me questions. I'm just teasing you guys. It is Friday. Lay back. Let's relax. Patty, this is a very intriguing topic as we talk about using these instruments. Now, here's where we've had to get into the wildest discussions. Those of you who love our show, and this is what we've got. From my years of experience, I can tell you that I know the mirror magic, the old Mercury mirror. Those of you know, used to have the back end of the Mercury, is a magic mirror. It would never fail with other friends who did it. This is not something easily to come by. You can't just go in an antique store and say, I need to work with your mirror for 3 months till I get it together. So those of you who are doing this, get committed if you want to actually utilize the stuff. That's what Patty was just saying. We've got a person here writing, go, you and Patty are really getting a little wild tonight, Jethro. I can't believe you're telling me that if my crystal ball is worked with properly, it will do stuff. I've always utilized it as a prop, and I've read for 16 years. Now that you're saying that, things are going energy in my place here in Delaware. I want to know, why is it that you and Patty get on and things start to happen in energy? Really simple. We are very much living practitioners of this. If you really know the difference in power or energy, we are two, what I would say, conduits. We actually become what is divining rods. If you guys understand the divining rod, me and Patty are both very strong male and female energy that we are putting out masses of energy. So those of you who are doing this, I've had years of people asking it. And Patty goes out, I've had some of you guys write to the Psychic's Gone Wild. We'll get together and collaborate. I would love to go. You've asked about Austin, Texas. I have a couple friends that are writing here, and I've asked before. We would go down. What I would like for me and Patty to set up some classes where we actually do some of the training from all sides of this. All of you guys are always asking me to, how do I get this? I had someone, 4 emails today alone just before I got on the radio of how do I get to work with the cards? The best way is like Patty and you were talking about, and to get serious. Never put your instruments out just for a coffee table. I mean, you may have friends over, and it's different if you have friends that you trust. But I'm saying, if you're in the general, you would not see my magic mirror, or you wouldn't see my crystals out. These are things that I pride and I keep them for that. It is something when other people's energy touches those. Patty, is it true that if someone does work with your tools or does things that they can affect them, and should I let other people work with my tarot?
Oh, again, only if you trust them.
Yeah.
Because it is your tool. It's like, you know, who are you going to let, you know, sleep in your bed or take a shower or wear your clothes? Well, maybe. But it is, everybody's energy is energy. It's like germs in a sense, but it's energy. It's good or it's bad. I mean, I have people touch tarot cards because I have them shuffle it and things too, and I'm working. But, yeah, my tools, like my magic mirror even, I keep in a black cloth covered up. Because it's a working tool. It's sacred.
Very sacred. There's the energy. And there's the other belief, too, that you guys got to realize. This is power of intent. And this is what those of you manifested or work with the energy. A lot of times you will see individuals who contact like me as a psychic, a medium, Patty's medium work, or her psychic ability, we get into the room, and right away, they are blocking something. So those of you new students, if you're picking something up, I always encourage you to go with it. If you're seeing a person with a white coat on it, you say that. If the person is going, there's no one in my family that has a white jacket. There's nobody in my family that feels like it. And then later, as you get to talking in the discussion, you're going, oh, my husband's a dentist. You didn't say what white coat. You will find out people want to not always know the future. So those of you that are doing this, that's why me and Patty do a very positive work, because it gets not only the person to relax, but those of you who are talking about the kundalini, when you're talking about a strength, one of the most strongest things is say, we're going to go talk to your dead people now. We're going to go over on the other side. We're going to say, hey, here's your dad. Now, remember those times? It's a very nerve-wracking thing. And when you're emotionally distraught, then your energies are even higher form. So Patty has to – am I correct, Patty? What I'm talking about tonight is that you are also putting out that strength and that strength for them to go over to the veil, but you're opening their energy so that they're ready to look at and be with it. You only give them what they're ready to go, and then you take them there.
Yes, yes, yes. And that's where you work and you trust spirit and you see their – openness to it, their trust, their knowledge, their everything.
I love it. Linda McCann is writing, Jethro, I'm ready now. I want a mediumship reading. Well, Linda, go into Patty Negri's site or go to psychicsgunwall.com. I've got it here, and I'm going to give you that information here, because this is what we're doing, and this is the month to have that. Get a time with Patty. I think, Patty, I can't remember your increments. Is it half an hour, an hour? And we love about Patty, you know, you guys are teasing me. We all have different rates. We all do different things. What I love about Patty is Patty's known, and I'm teasing her a little bit. Patty always gives a little more over, and that's why we're being honored. Those with 2 minutes. She's not about the time. She's about helping you. So if you do 38 minutes, Patty's not going to freak out. Patty's going to make sure you get the help you need, or 40 or whatever you need.
Yeah.
It's HTTP. /, and it's at pattynegri.com. That's pattinegri.com. The reason we do this show, and that's what you guys are going to pick up a little bit, is so that you get to see the different varieties. We are American certified. Those of you tonight who want to help all of us, go to your computer and put in on the email at newyorkgate@aol.com your favorite. Isn't there five of us they can pick, Patty? Tell them how they can pick.
Yes. You can vote for five of your favorite psychics or mediums in each category. So you just send the email to newyorkgate@aol.com and you put vote or psychic contest and vote for your five favorite psychics. For favorite psychic, I want Jethro Smith, Patty Negri, Jan Breaker, all the people you want. For favorite medium, for best medium, I want, and name your five favorite. If you have this favorite astrologers, you could vote up to five favorite astrologers, healers, five favorite healers, and radio shows. I don't know if people are doing much with radio shows. You could write Psychics Gone Wild as your favorite radio show. We could win a prize.
We love it.
It's the title. We would love it. It really helps our visibility. So for us and for all of your favorite light workers, so long as they're good and in integrity, because it's all checked out. They will not give somebody the prize who's been in trouble and stuff like that. But for your good, ethical, honest light workers, this really will help them and certainly will help us.
Hear that, all of you. Tune in. This is exactly what we need from you. This is what you fans and ask what to do. There's where we need your help. You ask me all the time, why do we give away prize stuff? We not only want to become your psychic or your friend and help you with energy, but more importantly, we want to get out this so that we can do this. This is why this show has been continually going for years, is that you, the fans, have wrote me, and you said that. Okay, I went to this lady. She charged me $1,200. She had me light three candles. She told me I had six blessings coming. I went there to find out why my husband was sleeping with my neighbor. My husband's still sleeping with my neighbor. I do have other things happening. The only blessings I can say is me and my kids are more understanding and we want our money back. So that's what I, and when you tell me these stories, the fear of God comes into me. We want you to go to Patty, who's going to sit down with you and do some medium or psychic work, or me, or Jan Bach Drakey, who's going to say, this is your totem, and here's where we help you. You're married to, let's say it, he's a dog. You're not a dog. You cannot, if you're a feline kind, you know, cats and dogs live in the same house. There is an acceptance in working together with a marriage. Do you see how we help that? We're not here going those amounts. We're not there. Me and Patty both really discourage, and we'll go after the fraud part of it, of exposing that person. That person should not be out there working. If they're out there selling people, I know these tools, and then they're telling them, the sun come out, the moon come down, give me $1,200, we're not going to be happy. We need,
no.
You know, we that's what we're doing. That's where we're the real honest. So those of you tuning in, that there's a lot more to this than just We're doing glitz for you, because I had a couple of you ask me this week, Shelter, they're asking me, Patty, where do they go and where do they report someone who is doing this? This individual has a lady who has went to her house six times, and she's asked for amounts, and these amounts have been to help. She has never seen her uncle who lived in the house, nothing helped. And last but not least, the last time she was there, she tried to come on to my husband. I realize this woman is doing odd things. I do feel that maybe I have been duped out of $180 every half an hour. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. That's so crazy. That is crazy. That is $180 for a half an hour for somebody who's not doing anything. That's nuts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know I'm too cheap, but that's three times what I charge.
Yeah.
But no, you report it to 111 if you really are being scammed. It's a police matter. Also, what our federation, the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums, which you could get to by typing that out or just going amcpm.org. AM for American, C for psychics, C for certified, P for psychics, M for mediums.org. And you could report it there. You could also just email DeLafayette6@AOL.com or NewYorkGate@AOL.com. The same people you're voting for, they really get down on people who are reported for fraud and stuff. That's why the Federation was created.
Love that. Those who tune in, we're going to grab those phones and go to PsycheScumwall.com if you want to win a prize. We will be giving away tonight. We've got a beautiful malachite pendulum, which is a tool. Those of you know that you utilize the pendulum and there's a way to do it, it will be sent with you with instructions. Once again, it's Blue Moon Treasures, and we will be giving that away to you at the end of the month here. Remember, this is Halloween, so those of you tuning in, we will be giving away prizes of the candy for the trick-or-treat. So what we will be doing is we will be sending you 3 pounds of candy. For those of you who want to do that, go to PsycheScumwall.com and put in. I know a lot of you were teasing me. Said, Jennifer, why are you giving out candy when you can't eat it? It doesn't mean I'm not going to taste it. No, I'm teasing you. I can't eat your candy. It comes from a company. Don't get freaked. What I'm teasing you is that I do feel the joy of doing it. But I also know those of you who can't have sugar or don't want it in your house, then just, you know, we won't pick a name for that. So go to PsycheScumwall.com and say, I would like to win, or trick-or-treat me is what the word we came up from the meeting with all of us Psyche Scunwald people. And so put in there, trick-or-treat me, so we can send that prize. Those of you who tuned into Psyche Scunwald, the real Psyche Scunwald room, we just had a winner. Lori won a butterfly necklace, and she received it in the mail. Those of you can see that there. We are encouraging all of you guys. I had a couple of you guys that we had a little bit of awkwardness. I am email verifying with you, and then they do a signature anymore. I know you guys live in good neighborhood. It's not anything with you. It is just a really good practice, so that we know you get it. And then I am psychic, but I want to make sure that you're really enjoying the present. And a lady teased me, she didn't understand that. It's nothing against your neighbors. I love your neighbors. I've never met your neighbors, but they seem like nice people from what you were saying. I, more importantly, am just doing this because I want to make sure that when someone calls and says, Linda Irwin gave me a necklace, they get that necklace. My word and my honors here. I've done this for 50 years, and I'm a very prideful man in what I'm doing right and wrong. So I'm learning from the experience. I love doing this to help you. We've got a lot of you calling in, and we're going to grab some of those phones. Patty's fans are back. It's Friday, and here we go. Jethro, I have to know this. Before you go, tell me, where does Patty work in California, or where are some places we can have readings? My friends have waited for a long time to get an autograph by Patty Negri, and I want to know of some places she's at. Patty, tell them a few places you're going to be seen this month.
Okay, well, I mean, if you're in California, you can come see me. You can come right to my house in the Hollywood Hills. That's how I work. I also often work at a little place called CYHT's in downtown L.A., but I am right in Hollywood in the Hollywood Hills, right under the Hollywood sign, right above that iconic round Capitol Records building that, that always gets blown up in movies. So that's where you could see me best. I don't have any workshops scheduled right now because it's Halloween month, so I am really busy with private parties, groups, sessions, a lot of mediumship, Halloween parties and silent parties and some travel. So I don't have any workshops scheduled this month. I got some TV stuff, filming a very silly show called Hollywood Hillbillies on Monday. That will air very soon, a Reels channel show. I don't know. You could give me a buzz. Go to my website. Call me. Come see me.
Love that. Let's grab a hold of these phones. I know you guys are all waiting. I do ask you guys to remember that we have a rule on it because we have so many. We give out one question and we go on. I never want to hang up or offend anyone, but just so you guys know that we do this to be fun and have it. And we're welcoming all of you guys in. Please give me your area code. Or when I say it, please say hello. I did have a couple of people get lost. They said, Jethro, I was picking up my child when you answered my phone. Like, I got to say, I love it. I want you to pick up your child. Just understand that if I got to go so many minutes, because if we just sit and do dead air, they think we're waiting to do it. I don't know what to tell you. You got me on that one. 678, we can't wait. Let's do Psychics Gone Wild. 678, do you like to talk to me and Patty?
Yes.
Hello, this is Jethro, and you are?
Sierra.
Sierra, oh, great. It's like the energy there is going a little different. Are you okay? I mean, there's a lot of stress going on, girl.
There is, especially with work and school.
Oh, those two magic wolves that yell mama to. That's what's happening. Okay. Okay, and which what area do you want to look at, Sierra?
Either or.
Okay. I like that when we do that. This is what's really good for the energy of what they're showing me. Patty, may I start here a little bit?
Yes, please do, because I really can't hear her, so I'll try to pick up off of you.
No problem. No, that's, and we do that sometimes. I can tell there's something going on with the phone with you, Sierra. They're telling me that this is your aura. They're telling me that you are a person that you're very trusting and you have been going through the work and the other part. I feel like there's something not there. The cash isn't right or it's just tight. The money's stretching. And I keep seeing a male there. I feel that is you're giving money to or you're helping with this gentleman. There's something that a male is getting some kind of benefit or from you in something that you're doing.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be, I'm, you know, and that's as this is, I'm not critical of it. I'm just, the guides are telling me that that's happening. They're showing me a very heavy sadness with you. And if this is also, it's where it takes the two to do this. And I feel like you're not wanting to say it. They show me with your blue that you're not verbalizing or getting it out, and you're trying to be, you're trying to make everyone happy, and it's causing you undue stress. And they said that the school that you're going right now, there's some other ways that they could help you financially. But you got to go in there, girl, and fight for it. It's like you got to go in and say, you know, I'm going through this. I need a little more help here. I need them to work some aid. Be careful of the loans. We know how the school loans are. But I feel that there's some assistance there to kind of relieve some of this. You're working real hard, and you have my respect, but it's just not easy working and going to school. And is this male your lover, or is this person someone that's – this man's got something to do with you that's personal?
Well, it's kind of on the rise of a relationship, I think. We're fairly, you know – recent kind of talk and dating stage.
That's what it, yeah, there's, woo, you see, I go right to love. This Scorpio, I can't wait. We're right now, and we're in Libra, those of you who are keeping track of astrology with it. So it's very exciting with Libras, the Venus, the love and the energy, and Scorpio next, it goes, they're telling me that's what we need to look at. I feel that that relationship's going to be stronger. And I know you're having the other stress. They're telling me that Patty will be able to help you with some energy that will help release that. How can she get rid of this tension, Patty? Well, she's trying to achieve something that's very, like a lot of hours and stress, like Patty's normal day.
Okay, get elemental, get real, get visceral. Literally, if you think I work elementally like Native American with Jethro Nose or the pagan ways, air and fire and water and earth. And say, and think of your life like a spinning plate on a stick, because it is modern society or running. And when you get out of balance, actually think, is this my emotions, which is your water element? Is it my intellect, my thought, am I getting all cloudy rain or unclear in my thinking? That's your air element. Is it I'm not feeling grounded, I'm not feeling safe? That's your earth element. Or is it the passion? I don't have that creativity, that passion, that fire. That's your fire element. And if you see what it is, like, oh, wow, it's emotional, I'm sad or I'm worried or I'm feeling, literally, that's your water. Go into a bathroom, go into a kitchen, go anywhere if you could find a running water. Run your hands underwater for 30 seconds. Ask spirit, ask God, ask your higher self, whoever you work with, to say, with this water running on my hands, wash away this sadness or fear or angst, whatever's going on. Same thing, if you're not feeling safe, you're not feeling grounded, get earthy. Kick your shoes off. Get your toes in some grass or dirt. Hug a tree. Literally grab onto a rock. It could be a crystal or just a plain old Home Depot rock. Breathe into it. Get that angst out of you. Pull in that grounding energy. Same thing with air. If you're not feeling, your head's not clear, or, you know, you're all chatterbrained or you're second guessing yourself. Air. What is air? It is breath. Breathe. A couple of deep breaths. You know, and do what Jethro calls toning, I'll call heckas. Do some vowel sounds to give it form. Ah, a, e, ah, o, u, a. It could be e, I, e, I, o, for that matter. You'll clear your brain in 30 seconds with that conscious ask of spirit. Same thing with fire. You're not feeling the passion. Maybe you got a lot of work to do or a class or a hot date, and you want that passion and you're not feeling it, or you're so grounded you can't get out of bed. Sure, light a candle, pull that energy out. And if you can't do that, again, work with breath. Work with the Z sounds. The Z sounds are that dragon strike, that lightning strike. No right or wrong way to do it. You could be going zen, za, za, or just at 30 seconds, you'll start feel it tingling in the base of your spine and working up, and you'll get that energy you need there. You'll get that clarity you need. You'll get that flow you need. Whatever those elements, there's lots of ways to do it. Those are just four easy. You could find it anywhere, ways to do it, but come up with your own. But get literal, get visceral, get tactile, and you will pull out of that. Because there is a heaviness, what Jethro was saying in the beginning, now that I'm tuning into you, and that sadness is overwhelming. So you have to release that. See what's making you sad, be able to change it around, get out of it, and let it go.
And Sierra, we love you. You got Patty to do what's my favorite thing, so I'm going to personally give you a crescent moon. It's a lucky charm. It's a silver one. You would send it, go to Psychics Gone Wild and put in there, this is Sierra. I've got your number, so you put that in. Just give me part of it. You don't have to give it all because I already saw your number, but put your phone number just in, because if, once I do this, 1,500 people are going to go, I'm Sierra and I want one of those. So go in and put in and say, this is Sierra, and I will give you a crescent moon that will help change some of the luck. And thank you for getting Patty to do that. I love when she does those. Every time she does it, it puts me feeling in a better mood. So thank you.
It's elemental. Thanks. It works. Thank you.
We love you. Have a good day, Sierra.
You too.
We are wild, and we are going there. We have a lot of friends calling in, and a lot of people going here with the wildness of the wild. Today we are asking those of you who like to go into Psychics Gone Wild to go into the room and fill out the short survey. It is a question asking you. The serious thing it asks in the whole thing is it asks you, what is your favorite Psychics Gone Wild show? We got to know. It can be if you like Thursdays, Fridays, or if you're a Monday fan. Nobody's critical. The thing we love together is there's a lot of people who just love Linda. We cannot help it. We don't want to stop it. There's people who divinely know that Patty Rock. We have one personal individual that says Patty is the best of the world, and if the people don't listen, they need to get some help. We know Russell. He came up with the most funniest visual. He's mad as hell if they don't understand what's wrong with them. So those of you that are tuning in, we are fun, and that's the way it is. The really excellent part, and that's what I want you guys to know, as a group, we are doing some things I want you guys to know about. We individually, as Psychics Gone Wild, found homes for 17 dogs, 14 cats, 3 chickens, and 2 horses. We've been doing this through our Psychics Gone to the Dogs part. Yes, we did it for the month, and we went wild in August. We still are helping. Those of you who go into the Psychics Gone Wild room, those of you who know that Cracker's got a home, our parrot that was looking for a home that had some problems and was working with it. We've also gotten to home for some cockatiels right now, and we're working very hard to help with it. Those of you who know of a little blind cockatiel, she has a home now. They're working with her. These animals were very unique animals that came from Florida's rescue missions that we've been helping together. Please, if you want to do us a favor, please send that out on Facebook or there. You never know who could be a really good home. The problem that we've got right now is people are, don't shop, adopt. Remember that, don't shop, adopt. You can pay for a good example, my Marty, those of you who saw him on there, he's got his little costume. He's going to be a bad boy for Halloween. He is a Shih Tzu 100%. If I were to buy him, it would have been $800, which is not the issue. The issue was that Marty was in a position where they were going to put Marty on death row, and he was going to be gone, and then they worked with it. We went in, Psyche's Gone Wild, you guys got all of us involved. I went in there to help, and here's this little guy, and I'm like, this isn't going to happen. He was very scared, very nervous, and I'm like, you know, me and Kay have high energy. He's a high, you know, Shih Tzu. He's never acted that way since. He was happy for that moment. He's been calm ever since. Long story short, I love the dog. The dog is our family. You guys, that, I want you to do the same thing. I want to share that love. So those of you who are doing it, speaking of, we're going into your, those of you know that Patty has a very celebrated animal who's very, has her own stardom, has been on television and things. Would you talk to us about that phenomenal pet that you have?
Little Dora, Dora the Explorer. Yes, her recentest film, actually, they just posted a trailer for it. It's called Wiener Dogs International with Morgan Fairchild and Jason London. It's a sequel to a film she shot last year called Wiener Dogs National. So now they've got International. And if you like little dogs and ridiculously funny and cute costumes, you will love this film. It's a very family film. They actually have a Facebook page, and I think it's called Wiener Dog Nationals. And you could see you can see the trailer for it and the poster for it. I have the poster on my phone. I'm such a proud stage mom. You would never know she's not my human daughter, that I did not birth this fat, fluffy little dachshund.
I love it. And those of you tuned in, this is okay. Maybe me and you can say me and Patty are unusual. I think we're just uniquely have a way of loving other creatures. Marty is not upset. I've seen with the energy. I do love the fact that when we went through, and I see me and my relationship, Kay had won the things. We bought him some different outfits. Those of you will see some of them on there. The really fun that we've had the most fun with, it's like Patty was saying with Dora, and I've seen this on Facebook. You guys get to experience a part of ours that is a little different. That's why we ask you to go on and be our friends on it. I had someone say, well, Jethro, we get on the show, and they're not giving me those readings. We're not going. Now, think about this. You go out all day and you are a cashier, and I love that. I respect that. I have done that for work. More importantly, you come home. I'm going to make you count change every hour on the hour, on your hour with it. So what we do is we bring you our variety. We bring you the fun of it. That's why we're gone wild. You know, a friend told me yesterday, said they love our show. They're learning. Dr. Carl Callahan, those of you who have been tuning in, was here Wednesday, and he will be back on the 15th. We are talking about the world. This doctor is a scientist and very much intensely into this. And we have, those of you know, Dina Flanagan, these wild psychics, her and him have discussed the fact. Dina was predicting about orbs and other energies for years. She's also, those of you know who like me, call her our dear Dina. You guys write into her a lot. Patty, another individual that has done this. Patty, this is a question they've been talking about, the orbs, and they're proving it now scientifically. Dr. Carl and a few others. They know now that the orbs do actually have other energy and faces and places on them. Would you say that sometimes you have seen another individual from the other side come through and ride an orb, or is the orb the actual person's energy that comes in?
That's a good question. I have never seen anybody ride an orb, but dang, I hope I do. I love that. No, I've always seen the energy within it, like whether it's just energy itself, whether it's a spirit that's attached into it, or entity, or just the magic fairy energy. I mean, really, if you get pictures and you get close, you kind of often see what is in there. So to me, they are either housing the energy or just they are the energy themselves. But I want to see somebody writing it. Anything's possible, certainly in my world. Everything's possible.
See, now you're there. You have it from Patty. You guys were asking us Wednesday night. We both, me and Dina, said we'll have to ask Patty on Friday. Here we did. Those of you tuned in, this is Psyche's Gone Wild, 773-897-6461. I thank all of you listeners today. We are working with the usual and the unusual. We'll grab a couple of those phones up. I do encourage those of you who've had a reading in the last couple of weeks to give it time to expire. You call, and we don't want to keep going up to the Oracle and saying, gimme, 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 because pretty soon they're going to go, okay, so think about that when you've called in. We love you. And I know some of you guys are just hooked. I had someone let me know, Jethro, I just call in and then you pick up the phone so I say what's ever on my mind. I cannot accept that. We love you. We want you to listen in. We just encourage that we don't keep asking the same questions of the guides. 661, let's have some fun. Are you ready to do Psyche's Gone Wild?
Hello.
Hello, this is Jethro, and you are great.
Leslie,
you have a very excellent voice. I think you're ready to come on the show with us, and the energy with you is fun. You've waited a whole hour. We have a ton of people, and yours is the only phone that I could pick up, too. So what magic are you doing?
Well, Well,
no, I'm teasing.
I was going to ask a question about
Sorry.
I'm learning. I mean, I really am interested in personal magic and spells, and I need a spell for finding work right now. But my question was, and maybe you can think of one that, you know, or just something that could help, you know, or give a person an edge when there's a lot of competition. Right now I'm applying to a couple of like career positions that are closer to what I've been looking for, but I have no idea what my chances are. And I'm in a position where I really need something, so I'm looking for temporary work also.
Okay.
So wondering.
There's lots of things you can do. There's lots of things you could do. Do it yourself, like especially if you like spell working and magic. You've got to create the reality. Whatever form you do, it's really all about creating that laser beam focus of what you're trying to create. So whether you want to do a spell working, create a sigil. Look up the word spare sigil, S-P-A-R-E. It's the name of it, S-I-G-I-L. Where you're writing something out. I have a wonderful high-paying job that I love. And then you separate the vowels and the consonants. Then you put them together almost in what looks like a logo. And you put the power of each of those letters into the word. Draw that or carve that into a candle or Sharpie it on the outside of a glass candle. Raise the energy. Create it. Put a little thing under with your name on it, you know, manager or employment or something like that. You know, do a little bit on it every day. Do some knot magic. Working with witches' ladders or knot magic, using a string, just plain string, and tying a match and breathing that power of the wish into it. There are so many really effective and powerful job spells. And again, they're all tools, just like that magic ball we were talking about, for you to get that clear intent on what it looks like. Smell it, taste it, feel it. And you could do it. You could totally do it. Get some candle work going. Work with some herbs. Work with some oils. I mean, it's too much for me to say all this stuff now, but there is so many things for money. Work with mint. Work with basil. Work with all sorts of great things.
Okay. Do you see, or Jethro, potential for something coming together? Because I know we're going into retrograde, but now I'm at the point where I need something, and I'm trying to find at least temporary work to give me some more time for things to come together.
Very good question, and I love that, and I agree with Patty what she's saying. I will tell you that, you know, and everyone has always said this is a time with it, but, you know, things come fall out and things happen. So you look at work like that. Look at it other alternatives. So how you turn that is this may be a time that you look at it and decide, all right, I'm putting in for other things around that are not my other situation that is mm-hmm. handling you know, what I've got. I do, and I, Patty, I know that there is other magic with it. Isn't Mercury also works with the Mercury self itself, so mirror magic would reflect that back. Wouldn't it do the opposite for her of Mercury? It would make it happen instead of out?
Yes, it certainly could do that. Also, like, too much for this time. I'm mill working, like, what's broken in this world is whole in that. Whole in that. See, you know, it's the same thing as the mirror magic, like you're saying. There's so much. Working with the moon, so many options. And you can hear this one, wear blue panties.
We love it. Those of you tune in.
Every time. And if you go out there on an audition, even if it's a temp service, whatever, nobody will ever see them. Wear blue panties.
Now, they said blue is the favorite color for business, and I did hear this scientifically on the other side. I got some of you guys going, boy, Jethro, you guys are just giving it to all directions. Patty is right about the magical of the energy. We all laughed, she teased us and made me red on our Friday the 13th day when she let us know this. And then I, you know, as a Scorpio that I am, I had to study up on this. Blue is the color to wear for jobs. Do you know what the color is not to wear if you're looking for a job? The obvious color not to wear is orange, because orange is a playful color, and it makes you look like you're not serious, that you're not respecting the place that you're working for. So it makes a lot of sense that that color also, as Patty's saying, would bring in it. It also is a very lucky color because it opens up communication and spirituality. So we love with you, Leslie. We hope that helped. Thank you. Please go to Psychic Stone Wall. We're going to be giving away a few prizes here in a minute.
Do things look positive for me? Can you tell?
Yeah, I feel they are very good up in what they're showing me. They're also telling me that you have, there is something working with your other magic, but I see you shaking the, like you're shaking something. When Patty was talking about the basil, not basil over your salad, you guys don't be silly or tease her about spaghetti. I'm talking about her putting together you shaking some energy, and that they said it's going to be very good. There's money going to fall around you. We just got to get you headed in the right direction. Be careful what you're going at now, because you may change your mind in a couple of weeks, is what they're saying.
So something better coming, maybe.
Yeah, oh yeah, yes.
Definitely.
Definitely. We love you, Leslie. Got to go. Other people are pushing, and you were lucky, but they will call it favoritism if I don't play with them, too.
Thank you so much.
Thank
I really
you.
Appreciate it.
We love
it.
You. This is like gone wild. We know you guys are going out there. We have other ones writing. Jethro, you never let me in. You and Patty are the funnest. On Friday, I always get happy. Now I got to tease you. I wear a blue dress and panties. I know it turns you red, Jethro. I hope you're red today. Okay, I'm red. You got me, Terry Ann. We're going to 571. Let's have some fun. It's like it's gone wild. 571. I know you've waited for the show.
Hi, it's Steven.
Steven, what are you doing out there? Being a wild man or something? Is that?
I beg your pardon?
So you being a wild man or something? What are you doing? I'm teasing you.
I just had a question that I wanted to know what would be a good tool for me to get to use.
For what?
A good tool that would work well for me.
Okay, but
I'm kind of a beginner at this.
I didn't hear that. For like psychic development, for wielding energy, for and moving power,
Psychic development.
Oh, there's so many. The first thing I would always get, if you don't have anything, is a stone, a crystal that really works with your psychic development. You know, easily a stone that knows what things are that are good stones. And then also, besides whatever they say or the book says, one that you're drawn to. As far as a, like, crazy, inexpensive, just I have it in my pocket, a stone. Don't you think, Jethro?
Oh, you're right on with it, Patty. And I see the malachite for him as a good stone. They're also telling me with you, Stephen, that exactly what Patty was saying, you have an intuitive ability. Sometimes you just feel things emotion, so you need some crystals to protect you a little bit because you have the tool. The tool is you. You're it. You're going to implement around it and amplify it. And they're telling me that you like to help other people, but there's times where you have to be careful because people can get you in over your head. They said that you've had situations that other people have tried to use you, is what I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And I apologize. I'm really Scorpio. I'm not trying to play gutterball, but I keep going right to the love life because they're telling me that there's something else happening here for the love with the energy, that I feel that there's also what you're looking for in manifesting. I feel that Patty's got right on the part of it, is sitting down, and they're showing me the basic candles, you sitting down, reading the flame, doing what Patty talks about, making the flame jump, having fun with it, working with that fire element because you need to heal that fire, and I see you visualizing it come through and doing the shielding and the working to bring it down. Those of you who know our friend Janine Reagan Sinclair, I love her. She's the key, I'm going to set it backwards.
Crystal Key,
founder and phenomenal friend of ours in the United Kingdom. And I see that kind of energy. I would suggest to you to get with someone like her because she uses Hertz diamonds. There's where I see you doing the energy. And then I see you being like her. I see you out there with handling that kind of work, Stephen. You definitely need to get a hold of us. I'd like you to contact me at Psychics Gone Wild and see with some other work because I feel like you have the potential. You just need a little bit of us family to get you reading because you could do other stuff that you're reading already.
Yeah,
okay.
Definitely.
We love you. Hope it helps you.
That.
No, thank you.
A pendulum.
Oh.
Pendulums are great. That's a divination tool, like dowsing rods or divining rods, a pendulum, tarot cards. Those are all things for divination. So, yeah, get a pendulum. That's a great tool.
Something green with you, something green. I feel that with the heart chakra because malachite's good for money, aventurine, something green for now. And then if you choose, you know, the other side of that is the pink of rose quartz. They're very sensitive. I know that I've had a lot of individuals when I work with students on it, I make them work with a real metal one because metal is non-attached, and then have them work with a stone. And they're telling me that you should work with the green, and then later, you know, you can do any stones you want. Amethyst is a friend of yours that should be used in the bedroom. They keep saying you should put it in the room because it'll help you with your dream that it worked.
Yeah, I had stuck some of those on top of my bedpost.
Oh my goodness.
Stuck them on the top of my bed.
Bed knobs and brooms, amethyst is flying around in that room.
I like it.
We are like it's going wild. Thank you, Stephen. You rock. Love you.
Okay, thank you.
we are wild, and we are going here. We're helping friends. Remember to go to psychicsgonewild.com. Let's grab a prize here, and I've got Kendra Dennessy. You are the winner. And so we welcome Kendra, and thank you for writing in. I have been listening to the show tonight, and I think that Patty is the best by far, but I also really love Linda and think that Jan's a fan. Does this mean I'm becoming addicted? Where do I sign up? Yeah, you signed up at the right place. We are a unique group. Those of you tuning in, we will be giving away a few more prizes here this month, so remember to come in. And I need to take just a second and do our commercial here. Well, hang on 1 second. Let's talk about the people that give this malachite to her tonight.
What are you doing for Halloween this year? Why not join all of us from the other side shopping at Blue Moon Treasures of Tampa? Blue Moon Treasures is a special metaphysical shop. Semi-precious gems, crystals, handcrafted Native American product, jewelry, totems, Kirlian photography, and a never-ending flux of genuine stones and wands from around the world. Also available, personalized, hand-blended healing oils and astrology oils. Go to www.jethrosmith.net and select the Metaphysical Shop to find the right treat for you. Have a safe and happy Halloween!
Love it. Those of you tuned in, there we go. And that was a really good part. And it's not. It's going out. They're leaving us now. They went out the room. The ghosts have left the building. We love to tease with all of you guys. We all go that. Remember, you guys, tune in with that. And Blue Moon Treasure will have their own site. I'm helping them right now. We're all helping each other as friends. What I want to make sure that you guys are getting, importantly, is you're getting the best of the best. So let us know. We have a lot of people asking. You would like to see Jitano Vivo with Patty Negri. I love that. That's a very good idea. He is our angel reader over in Italy, who's been on the show a couple times. I will tease you guys and tell you he loves Amy. Amy Kavanaugh's one of his fans, and Amy's one of Patty's, so you have a very good likelihood of getting to talk to Jitano on here. I will do what I can. I think that would be a very good idea to see, you know, the angel reader talk a little bit and do some work together. He is right now touring in Italy, and last time I had spoke with him, Spain, so I will see if I can get him on again. We are talking to Patty Negri about the unusual tools. Patty, I'm writing you from over here in South Dakota. My friend was telling me that if an owl comes into my neighborhood and is watching me repeatedly, a witch may be in my neighborhood after me. I must tell you, this was very odd to me because now I have an owl watching me. I like the bird, but should I become concerned if this witch is watching me, and why would she be watching me?
No, owls watching you are such good luck. It's a message. It's a wisdom message. I've never even heard that as a witch. If a witch is watching you, she doesn't need an owl to do it.
That makes sense.
No, really. It's a beautiful sign from nature, from God, from the heavens. Owls are wisdom. Owls are so beautiful and secretive, and it's hard, if you're able to see them, how magical that is. So no, I don't feel a witch watching you or seeing a witch watching you. Obviously, you're talking a bad witch, because a good witch watching you, number one, she wouldn't, and it wouldn't be a bad thing. It'd be like going, yay, hi, watching you, cool stuff, you know, because a witch doesn't mean somebody who watches somebody. It just means somebody who believes in magic and really takes the universe into their own hands and creates things, and it's good stuff. Yes, there are bad witches too, but I can't imagine any of them using an owl to watch you. That's too TV. That's too, you know, Harry Potter for the reality of it. So just enjoy your owl. See what he has to say. Think about it. Listen in. He's got a message for you, and he just wants you to hear it.
And people fear or scared of the unknown, and that's exactly what Patty said. We got 3 minutes, but we got to grab. There's so many phone calls. We love all you guys. Continue to go in. Go to psychicsgunwall.com to get a reading. We're going to do what me and Patty always do real good, fly in the last few minutes. We've got time for one quick question if you've got 856. This is Jethro and Patty. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
great. Are you listening? We've got a lot of people, but I want you to do a quick question. Give me your name and what do you want
to
know?
Same question. Like, how do you control, like, your what do you call it? Like, the last question. Like, how do you control your psychic ability, like, to sense stuff and how to go for it?
Mm-hmm. We're looking into you, where to go for it, what to do. Can I get a first name from you?
Sure, it's Rosemary. I haven't talked to you for a little bit now.
Oh, my Italian wild woman. I felt that was you. So now you're out there doing magic and stuff. I'm so happy. You are so gifted, Rosemary. Oh, my God, I love you. Yes. You want to?
Because I did it over the summer. I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Oh, no, what'd you do over the summer? You tell me everything. I want you to spill it, girl.
One night, I sensed everything without saying anything, asking anything. Just sensed it, certain words, somebody said. I'm like, I knew everything. I'm like, how can I do it better without, you know what I mean? How can I go for it?
Right, and I love this with our Italian friend. And Patty was talking about the stones. Patty, what do you feel with this little woman? This is a unique, loving Italian woman who's very intense in picking up senses. What would you say for her clairaudience would help her?
Clairaudience? Well, I think just the desire first, and then focusing. Come up, I mean, there is as many books as there are in the library or as methods as ways to do it. I think you bringing some form of going inward, whether it's a meditation, a quiet meditation, an active meditation, working with the stuff we're talking about today, like scrying, whether it's looking into a candle or incense wafting up or a crystal ball or a magic thing, and then literally inviting in spirit, inviting in your guides and spirits and angels, whatever cosmology you work within, to teach you, to guide you, to open it up. Run light through your body. Run light. Focus in on that third eye. See it spiraling, that direct connection into divinity, into source. And again, otherwise there's so many books and workshops and classes and online stuff. Find one, find two, find three, and then see which one, this feels right. This one works for me. And then just follow a path. Even if you want to switch path down the line, find some way that's working for you, whether you pull it out of your bloodline, out of your own intuition, or, you know, out of a book or online. Just do it. You just have to do it.
Love you, Rosemary. Are you here? Are you over in Italy?
I just came back not too long ago.
We love you. Got to roll. Make sure you go and put in for Psychics Gone Wild. You can win another prize. You know, Christmas is coming. I know last year you came close to winning a big one.
Yeah, true.
We love you. Cool. We want to tell everyone to take a minute here. Patty, we got to tell you where to go get us, and they're going to push us out that door. Patty, where do they find it, Patty, to get that wonderful mediumship or psychic reading?
Okay, pattynegri.com, pattinegri.com, and please like or friend me on Facebook. And Jethro, for you, where do they find you?
www.jethrosmith.net. That's where I'm at. Or both of us, psychicsgonewild.com. Remember, you guys, we love you dearly, and stay wild. It's the only way to be. See you next week.
Bye-bye.